Hello, this is Steve Bailey, welcoming you to episode 53 of Hard Boiled Eggs and Nuts, a Laurel and Hardy podcast. Well, that elongated version of the Laurel and Hardy cuckoo theme comes from a movie of theirs called Ladrones. You say you've never heard of Ladrones? Well, maybe I should explain that and a few other of their movies to you. As it turns out, there were some movies that they made, Laurel and Hardy, that were made specifically for foreign audiences, and they were only recently uncovered. By recently, I would say the 1980s. But they were specifically Spanish and German versions of the American movies that they'd already made. Producer Hal Roach reasoned that he could stretch them out a little bit into feature-length films, most of them anyway, and thus get extra money from them, from their rentals. So Laurel and Hardy did not speak Spanish or German, so they had blackboards just offset where they could read the dialogue and recite it phonetically. Now, this is one area of Laurel and Hardy in which I am not very well versed. I usually try to be quite comprehensive about facts about the movies and the details in the scenes and so forth. I confess that I have only seen two of these, and I will talk about those in a little bit. First, let me enumerate the many versions for you. As I just said, there is one called Ladrones, and forgive me if my Spanish is not so great. I'm doing the best I can, but Ladrones translates to thieves. And that is the Spanish version of their short Night Owls. They also did a Spanish version of Blotto called La Vita Nocturna, or The Nightlife. And they did a Spanish version of Below Zero called Tiembla y Tutubia, Shivering and Shaking. Let's see, what else? They did a Spanish version of Chickens Come Home called Politicarias, or Playing at Politics. And the rest of them were actually combinations of different shorts that, again, Hal Roach put together so that he could call them a feature-length film and get extra money for them. These are Noche de Duendes, or Night of the Goblins, which is the Spanish combined version of Birthmarks and the Laurel Hardy Murder Case. Spuk um Mitternacht, which is the German combined version of Birthmarks and the Laurel and Hardy Murder Case. And Las Calaveras, or The Gay Blades, which is the Spanish combined version of Be Big and Laughing Gravy. And one that I left out is De Bota en Bota, One Cell to Another, the Spanish version of their first feature-length film, Pardon Us. Now, I have had access to all these movies. I was just never interested in them. I have the British Laurel and Hardy DVD set that includes these. But I just wasn't that interested because the couple of them that I've seen are basically just that, retranslated versions of the movies that they already made. So I know that there's a novelty to that, and Laurel and Hardy completists who want to see everything will certainly seek these out. And as I always say about these movies, I can't categorically state it, but if you look online hard enough, you can probably find some or all these movies for available free viewing. I will talk about the two that I've already seen. I don't have a whole lot to say about them because, as I say, it seems like kind of a one-note novelty. I have seen the De Bota en Bota, the Spanish version of Pardon Us, and it is virtually a carbon copy of the American version, other than they are speaking Spanish. So I don't, and I wasn't crazy about the first version, so I really have nothing to recommend it. The other one that I have seen is Politicarias, or Playing at Politics, the Spanish version of Chickens Come Home. This, as Randy Skredvet has dutifully noted in his Laurel and Hardy biography, is one of the most unusual films you will ever see in your life. It is, as I say, the Spanish version of Chickens Come Home, but it has a couple of extended scenes in the middle, about 20 minutes worth, where Oliver Hardy is having his party. As I have previously detailed on this website, The movie's story is that Ollie is running for mayor when a woman comes back, a dark woman from his past comes back and threatens blackmail. So the centerpiece of the movie is a party where Ollie and his wife have gathered their friends and politicos to celebrate his becoming running for mayor. And meanwhile, this woman is trying to intrude on the party and ruin Ollie's life. Well, in the midst of all this come two magic acts, which ostensibly are the entertainment for the evening's party. One of them is a magician named Abraham J. Cantu, who performs, as Randy Scribbett has noted, a number of nimble feats with cards, cigarettes, handkerchiefs, and newspapers. And let me tell you, for those who think that James Finlayson should ever have gotten his comeuppance for all the wrongdoings that he did to Stan and Ollie, he really gets it in this movie. Cantu does a few things to him that are kind of socially embarrassing, while at the same time Cantu is performing his magic act and pulling eggs out of hats and so forth. So that's unusual enough, but the real novelty is a gentleman named Haji Ali, who I guess was known as the Great Regurgitator. This guy is absolutely amazing. He downs dozens of glasses of water at a time and then proceeds to spit them out. I know that doesn't sound very appetizing, but it's fascinating that he can do it. He literally drinks about 30 glasses of water at a time, and you think he can't hold anymore, and then he methodically regurgitates it. And then he does the same thing, excuse me, with 33 hazelnuts. Gives us a close-up to inspect his empty mouth to make sure that there's no trickery in it. Does the same thing with the walnuts. Swallows them one by one. Knocks them back out one by one. And then the most amazing thing is that he downs a container of kerosene after he has had some more glasses of water. Somebody brings out a model house, like a dollhouse that you would see on top of a table. And he sets the house on fire with the kerosene and then manages to cough up some more water to spit out and to put out the fire. It's an amazing act. I don't know that it's just unbelievable. There's nothing to say about it. You just have to see it to believe it. And it's amazing that that was what vaudeville was like, apparently. I can't say that I was ever there, but from what I've read about it, you could milk one act for years, and apparently this was his act. And we are just lucky, if that's the word, that somebody managed to catch it on film. So other than that, it's, again, pretty much a carbon copy of the original Chickens Come Home. But it's something I would say you have to see at least once. I can't vouch for any of the other foreign language movies because I haven't seen them, and I hope you'll forgive me for that slight. If anybody has seen them and would like to offer up their critique or review of it, I would be glad to share it here. If you would like to do so, please feel free to email me at hardboiledeggsandnuts@outlook.com and let me know what you think of it, and I'll be glad to share your thoughts here on the podcast. As I say, most of these are available for free viewing. Just never had the interest, and I suppose that's sacrilegious for a Laurel and Hardy fan to say, because when I was a kid, I would have snapped up every single thing they ever put on film just to say that I saw it. But the ones that I've seen are pretty much, carbon copies. That's all I can say about them. And I hope that doesn't make you think any less of me, because I still love their work, just not repeats of it. But I thought I would document that just the same to make sure that I covered it on the podcast. So that's it for this broadcast, except for my usual blatant plugs. I hope you will check out my Laurel and Hardy website that I've had up for 18 years. It has reviews of their teen films, reviews of some of their biographies, interviews with some of their biographers, and tons of Laurel and Hardy stuff that I've concocted over the years. You can find the website at leaveemlaughing.moviefever.com. That's leaveemlaughing.moviefever.com. If you'd like to check out our Facebook page that correlates to this podcast, look it up at Facebook under the name of the podcast, Hard Boiled Eggs and Nuts - a Laurel and Hardy podcast. And on the cover photo of that Facebook page, you can find the URL for our podcast's website, as well as URLs for all of the venues where you can find this podcast, including Google Play Music, iTunes, and Anchor, the parent website that sponsors this podcast. If you're listening to this podcast for the first time, I welcome you, and I also welcome you to listen to the previous 51 episodes, and please hit the old subscribe button. I keep it updated regularly. And if you are listening to the podcast via iTunes, please leave a star rating and or a written review. It really helps. In any case, I'm glad you could come aboard for this episode. I hope you will stay tuned to us. And until next time, this is Steve Bailey saying goodbye.